Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to another episode of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rufulia, and Dr. Bill Price. Remember that he was the national presenter for four programs years ago, and it's very, very great to have him back. Dr. Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He's a professional international speakers coach, a husband to Estelle, and a father to two adult children, and a grandpa to four amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futuristic, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Family, let us all welcome Dr. Bill Price.
Thank you. And it's such a privilege and a pleasure to have you all on board. And at this time, I want to say thank you for the privilege of being able to address you and to be able to influence you. I'm trusting you're learning as things are happening and as we're unfolding. And I'm hoping that this will impact your life in a very, very particular way. Thank you so much, Rufulia, for your dedication and your commitment and your support. Thank you. That is absolutely amazing. Mm. I really do appreciate that. So today we're going to be talking about encouragement as part of the recipe in our companionship relationship.
Yep.
Mm. So the Harvard Business School looked at over 50,000 leaders, and they said that the ability to inspire creates the highest levels of engagement and commitment in any business relationship. In actual fact, they did studies and they said that an inspired employee, and I wonder how many of you are inspired employees, they are twice as productive as satisfied employees. And as a result, companies experience almost like 21% greater profitability, 41% reduction in absenteeism, and 59% less in staff turnover, just because their leaders have inspired or encouraged. When one looks at encouragement, one has to pay attention to, if I'm in this relationship, if I'm in this companionship journey, encouragement is necessary. In actual fact, we find the word encouragement many, many times in the scriptures, and both in the Old and in the New Testament. In the New Testament, we're reminded to encourage one another as the day or the end of the world or the end of the end of life is coming closer. We need to encourage one another with these words. The rabbi Apostle Paul wrote letters of encouragement to various churches and to people he encouraged. And encouragement is really one of the wonderful gifts that we bring into any relationship space. How do you feel if you think of your emotions, Rufulia, when someone encourages you? What are the four top things that pop up in that you sense and feel?
Valued.
Mm-hmm.
Admired.
Yep.
Important. Mm. Very important. And yeah. And also loved.
Wonderful. I really want to encourage you to encourage people. And the word encouragement is a word that goes deep. You cannot be an encourager if you're not committed to your own personal life values. I'm wondering what they are. If I look at my life values, then I did an exercise and I found out that the things that are important to me in my life called my values, and I live through my values. So I create a diary, a to-do list based on my values. I live a meaningful life because I'm living through my values. So my values are my spirituality, which includes my relationship with my creator, and I'm unapologetically a God lover. And I'm unapologetically a discoverer to find out what it's like to be a friend of God.
Mm.
The second value that I have in my life is me. And I love me. And I love who I am. And I love who I am becoming. I even love what I was. Because it was because of who I was that I became who I am right now.
Yeah.
So my past, I have learned to honor it, appreciate it, value it, learn from it, and move on. A person who encourages people is a person that understands their value. So my value is spirituality, me and my intent, my life. I value longevity, so I look after my body. I exercise every day, and I do all the things that need to do to make sure that when I'm 90, I'm not going to be by the grace of God, in a wheelchair or huddled up, or I am going to be like a 90-year-old grandfather I saw on YouTube. He's still pushing weights and has got a body build that I'm coveting. So I found an example. I'm going, yeah. That's who I want to be. The third value is people and their potential. So I love people. They're very important to me. When people are rejected, and when people are neglected, and when people are treated badly by government, I get angry. And that's when you know that it's one of your values, because the only time you do get angry is when one of your values has been ignored, or one of your values has been trodden upon by either yourself or others. So a value-driven life, a life that says, I want to encourage you to live a life based on your values, and I want you to encourage you to live a life that is based on a sense of purpose and responsibility so that you can create positive change.
Yeah.
And when one encourages someone, then you're doing something else. You're helping people in terms of their development. Inspirational people have a strong sense of self and are aware of their limits, but they also acknowledge their weaknesses, and they also are always seeking feedback so that they can improve their skills and the way that they live. So the smartest person in the room is one that is open to personal development and is being encouraged to be developed in their entire life.
Yeah.
An encourager is a person who radiates authenticity. So they are people who are transparent, because authenticity inspires, and authenticity is that wonderful dynamic that helps people to give strength and to allow people to feel it's great to be different, and you can be proud at being different. Encouragement is what I do to people, and when I leave, it's what they say about me. And so learn to encourage. Encourage people, and you can't encourage people all the time by being serious. You can encourage also with a lovely sense of humor. An encourager is a person who knows how to communicate. They know how to have difficult conversation. An encourager is not a person who just encourages with cliches. So
yeah.
Whenever I'm finding friends that have, and during this COVID time, some of my best friends, some of their parents have died, and some of their family have died, and friends have died. And the worst thing to say to a person who's in grief is to try and quote a scripture that God has gone to prepare a place for you in heaven. What on earth does that mean?
That's the worst.
It's like, well, what are you doing?
Like, allow me to be in my feelings. Allow me to hurt, to cry. Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah. It's like, if you're a Christian, you can't cry.
Yeah.
You can't moan. You can't be hurt. And you can't even be free to express
exactly
the fact that, you know what, this is actually hurting me, this broke my heart, this loss is too much for me.
And Jesus, Yeshua, felt all the pain of emotion, of loss, of separation, and he never ever denied his emotions.
Yeah.
Never ever. He in actual fact told people, he said, guys, I'm disappointed because you're not praying with me. I'm really disappointed in you. Come on, wake up. Come and pray with me. Stop it. And sadly, we think that encouragement is if I just use a scripture.
Yeah.
Or, you know, God wanted a little angel in heaven, so that's why he took your child. I'm going, what on earth is that? Where do you get that theology? Where's that come from? The best thing to ask a person who's in loss and bereavement is, could you please tell me how I can help you?
Yeah.
That's the most respectful, the most powerful scripture that you can even give to a person is, tell me how I can help you. You tell me how I can respect you, how I can come alongside you. So encouragement is about respecting the person. Encouragement is about understanding that that person is living their life in their time, in their own definitions. And encouragement is not this little blasé cliche thing that I'm sharing with people. And quoting scriptures here and there. Encouragement means that I'm also aware of emotional intelligence, that I'm aware of people's emotions. I'm giving them the right to feel that and the privilege to work through that. In counseling, I've seen people many times cry, and I just sit back and I allow them to cry. And my first response after that was not wipe the tears off, let's carry on with the session. My first response was an encouraging response of, could you tell me what was the language going on in you behind those tears?
Yeah.
Tell me what is going on, if you want to. So encouragement is about collaboration. It's not about unity. Encouragement is about getting this essential ingredient that is in any engaged and thriving relationship. Collaboration. Let's do this stuff together. Let's work in our weaknesses together. Let's work in our strengths together. Let's work on the relationship itself together. An encourager is a person who's approachable and inclusive. So when I'm encouraging you, I'm approaching you and I'm helping you to become the best that you possibly can be. So there's various levels at which we communicate with people. And we need to, another thing about encouragement is that we are people who embrace our vulnerability and we put ourselves at risk. Taking risk is an essential part of any relationship. They're making great difference in the world. People like Henry Ford and Elon Musk, they're making great differences in the world. Henry Ford made the huge difference. Elon Musk is making a huge difference. And it's with great risk comes great reward, was one of the American presidents. I think it was Jefferson who said that. But when we look at these realities in terms of what are we doing in terms of relationships? We need to encourage one another. It's like, come on, you can do it. Just my presence can encourage you. My listening can encourage you. My faith can encourage you. Can I come alongside you? Can I help you? And encouragement is the basic question of submission. How can I help? How can I come alongside you? How can I come underneath to help carry you if necessary? Encouragement is critical to companionship. And if we don't embrace encouragement and intentionally weave encouragement into the relationship, then we've got a dead relationship. We've got a relationship that's lost its dynamic, that's lost its dimension, that's lost its momentum and its pacing and its heartbeat. Encouragement is like, I can remember the first time I played rugby. I've never played rugby in my life before that time. The ball was thrown to me, and the only thing I heard was my best friend, who was the rugby captain, who forced me to play my first game and my last. He said, run for the poles, run for the poles. And I just grabbed the ball, the closest pole I saw, I started running for. And I looked at the crowd. They were standing and shouting and waving and clapping their hands. And I dived into midair and enjoyed floating in midair for a few seconds and then put that ball down on the ground on the other side of the line. I stood up and found no one was near me. Well, what happened was I went and scored on the opposite side.
Wow.
But I was encouraged.
I would be too, with the crowd screaming as well.
I didn't look carefully at the crowds going, other way, other way. I was going, yeah, so encouragement, Rafiwe. This is so important in our relationships and in our companionship journey.
Yeah.
When last have you encouraged? And I know we live in a world of social media, and I've told my family, if you want to talk to me, stop sending me a WhatsApp and stop sending me. We've actually stopped our family WhatsApp. And I actually took myself off the family WhatsApp. And I said, I'm refusing this now. If you want to talk to me, phone me.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you, I'll phone you. I'll call you personally. Like in the good old days when there was a ticky box and we had to look at each other. And you know, texting is not communicating.
No, it's not.
Not communicating.
You can even be misunderstood easily.
Yeah, please. Terrible. I've been misunderstood. Every time I type, I'm misunderstood.
Oh, and thank you so much, family, for tuning in to today's episode of Adventures in Companionship. Remember, if you have any queries or any questions, or you would like assistance by Dr. Bill, you can email inspired@drbillprice.com. Remember, it's inspired, inspired@drbillprice.com. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Songs of Life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.